I want to share my week four picks for the NFL slate coming up here on Sunday. Have a London game Sunday morning, which it seems super early for there to be a London game in the season, but I don't know. I guess in years past, there's been ones in week six, seven, I believe. So I guess it's not terrible, but one of the earliest I can remember. This is between the Vikings and the Saints. So, of course, neutral site since they're in London, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I believe. Minnesota, -3.5 right now. I think I would prefer if they were -3, but I'll still take them at -3.5. The Saints' injury concerns, I know how good their defense is. I know their secondary's ability to be able to shut down wide receiver Justin Jefferson for Minnesota, but I still think the offense is not going to give enough for New Orleans because eventually I think the Vikings are just going to break down that wall. They're going to have too many chances, and eventually they're going to be able to punch it in a few times. I just with Jameis Winston being out, Michael Thomas being out, is Kamara out too? I have no idea, but they're just dealing with more injuries than Minnesota, so that's why I think Minnesota is going to pull that one off and cover the spread because, yeah, and I think favorites in London are like 20 and 12 or 18 and 12, something like that. Anyway, a winning record. So, give me the Vikings there. Then we go into the more of the typical or normal time 1 o'clock slate coming up. So, Jaguars at the Eagles. I got Eagles -6.5. I know the Jaguars are off to a surprisingly good start. Heck, they already have the same amount of wins they had last season at 2. So that tells you the difference between Doug Peterson and Urban Meyer at head coach. I understand the hype for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he's been hitting Christian Kirk. They're the guy people thought signed for way too much money, or they signed for way too much money at the wide receiver spot, but he's been coming through there. I mean, he's top 10 as in terms of fantasy for wide receivers in the PPR format. So yeah, I mean, everything's clicking with the offenses. You got to mention James Robinson at running back for them. So with all that being said, the Eagles are one of the more complete teams, offense, defense. Heck, you could even include special teams on there in the entire league. And I just think with the Philly crowd, the defense is going to be super overwhelming. The offense just has to do what they do. I mean, you have Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown at the wide receiver spot. Heck, you even have Miles Sanders there, though it seems like they're going to shy away from the run this season more than they did in years past. I think just everything's clicking with Philadelphia. Miami went down on Thursday as a 3-0 team. I don't see another 3-0 team going down this Sunday in terms of the Eagles. So give me Eagles -6.5. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Oh, a wonderful AFC South divisional game. My favorite. I just love watching those. Not really kind of like pulling teeth, but anyway, you know, I just see this game being like a field goal game or going to overtime or something like that. So I got Tennessee +3.5. I kind of like that line. Maybe if it was +2.5, I would be leaning more towards the Colts, but I just see, like I said, I feel like these games always are decided by a field goal. Go figure, the Colts may just blow them out tomorrow and I'll be wrong, but I like Tennessee +3.5 there. I think Derrick Henry can have his way with the Colts defense. The Colts defense is at least above average in the league, but still, I think Derrick Henry has the ability to get rolling. Same could be said for Jonathan Taylor on the other side, but I don't know. I just sense a little bit of a letdown after their win against Kansas City. And then we have Buffalo at Baltimore. This one is another super interesting one. I mean, the Ravens offense with the ability of Lamar Jackson is a scary thing, but then you also have Buffalo with Josh Allen passing the ball like crazy. I really see this as a get back game for Buffalo after losing in Miami. I mean, that was a fluky game with how hot the conditions were. Give me Buffalo -3. That's comfortable. If it was -3.5, I would get a little bit more uncomfortable, but since it's -3, I kind of like it. So give me the Bills there. Oh, this is a fun one. We got the Bears at the Giants. How about that? I can't believe. I feel bad for people who live in the New York market having to watch that game on Fox or whatever it's going to be shown. So the spread is 2.5. Giants are favored, so -2.5. These are both fluky 2-1 teams right now. Giants just lost to Dallas, lost Sterling Shepard as wide receiver, but I don't think, I mean, the Giants receiving core was already bad enough. I mean, the O line's not great either. Daniel Jones, probably has to utilize his legs more than they probably want. Chicago, you don't really know what you're gonna get. Like, I feel like their offense should be way better than it is, but yeah, it's kind of like there's a lot of these lines thrown around, like 2.5, 3.5 this week, which just makes it all the more difficult. Yeah, since it's under 3 points, I'll do Giants -2.5. Why not? I mean, I don't like anything about that game, but sure, Giants 2.5. The Commanders at Cowboys. I like the Commanders here +3. I know there's been a ton of hype with the Cooper Rush train as Dak Prescott is recovering from his thumb surgery. I believe it's thumb surgery. And I know Rush is now 3-0 in his first three games as a starter. I just think the Commanders defense is good enough to where it could cause some problems. I trust the Commanders' offense, actually. I mean, I know they got sacked, like, I don't know how many times by Philly last week. That defense just took advantage of the Commanders' offensive line. But it could have the same thing. But I just, in terms of offensive productivity, I that's why I like Washington +3. So going with that, you have the Jets at the Steelers. Probably looks like it's going to be a low-scoring game. Zach Wilson is coming back for the Jets, which I think if we're talking Zach Wilson versus Joe Flacco for Jets quarterbacks, I honestly would have liked Flacco in this position over Zach Wilson coming back, because I don't care what the Steelers offense is looking like. I mean, every single game they're going to play this season is good, could be like 20-17. Like, that's just kind of what you're expecting. I mean, unless Kenny Pickett comes in for the Steelers at quarterback. And like I said, this is another spread that's floating around that 3-3.5 range right now. It's Steelers -3.5. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm getting these odds from DraftKings. So this is DraftKings as of like Saturday afternoon. So the odds could change a little bit, could go up or down a half point, whatever. Or if there's a surprising injury where a player is ruled out, something like that could change it. But currently, DraftKings Saturday afternoon line. So like I said, things may change. But anyway, Steelers, I'll still go -3.5 with the Steelers. I know I would prefer it to be like just a straight up -3, but -3.5 for the Steelers, I think they'll take advantage, or heck, I'll throw in something else. Like, take the Steelers in the first half, because it may take a little bit for Zach Wilson to warm up, get things going, if you're not confident about the whole game and you think Wilson with those offensive weapons on New York could eventually make things an interesting game later in the game. But yeah, I mean, I'll stick with Steelers -3.5. I think if you look at offensively, the weapons are pretty even there, and then I just give Steelers defense the edge, and I think that's really why they're going to win, and I think they're going to cover the spread. All right, Browns at Falcons. This is another like bleep show here. I don't know. The Myles Garrett is out because he got into a single car crash earlier this week, I believe the timetable was. So he's not going to be able to play yet. That's why I like Falcons here. It's +1, so it's basically like you might as well pick the money line at this point. But yeah, give me I like the Falcons here. I mean, it's a home game for them. I think Marcus Mariota, with his mobility and movement around the pocket could create some extra plays there to benefit the Falcons. And surprisingly to me, like, Cordarrelle Patterson is a super reliable guy for their running game and just offense in general. So yeah, I like the Falcons there plus one. Seahawks at the Lions. This is interesting because the Lions are going to be weaker on offense because they're missing DeAndre Swift, their starting running back, missing their top wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, missing another wide receiver in DJ Chark. So, like, who is Jared Goff going to throw to? Is the Steelers defense going to make him uncomfortable enough to where it really makes a difference in the game? The Lions being favored is also a scary thing that hasn't happened in a while. Or doesn't happen frequently. Let's put it that way. And as I keep reiterating, another pain in the butt spread here at -3.5. I would have liked it if it was -3. I don't know. Because the Lions are at home, give me the Lions -3.5. I don't know if I like that pick, but give me Lions -3.5, even with the offensive woes. I mean, who knows? Like, you could have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett go crazy with Geno Smith passing to them for the Seahawks, but I still think Detroit can be creative enough with their tight ends and with a pretty good backup running back in Jamal Williams. So I'm still going to go with the Lions there, -3.5. Chargers at Texans. This one is interesting because the Chargers and quarterback Justin Herbert is going to be dealing with this nagging rib injury throughout the entire season. It's just a matter of managing the pain. And you have Keenan Allen out, who's of course, a reliable receiver for Justin Herbert, the best when healthy, the best on the Chargers. But you do still have Mike Williams on the outside. You do have good kind of wide receiver three, wide receiver four there in Joshua Palmer and DeAndre Carter for Herbert to throw to. The Texans defense is sneaky, though. Like, they have Derek Stingley Jr., their I believe third overall pick, rookie out of LSU. So that secondary is sneaky good. The defense is kind of sneaky good too. So I just, and this is kind of a purgatory here because it would be Texans +5.5. So not quite a field goal, not quite a touchdown. I'm not surprised that the Chargers go out and just completely blow out the Texans, but, since it's in Houston, the Chargers traveling a little bit, like playing kind of in the morning in terms of West Coast time. Give me the Texans +5.5. I don't really like it, but I think Herbert may struggle to pass the ball. And, you know, with the emergence of Damian Pierce on the Houston Texans offense at running back, that could be an issue. Brandon Coates could get really going just to push them enough down the field to get those field goals that really matter to keep them close in the game, or heck, even get those touchdowns to potentially win the game outright. But I'll go with Texans +5.5. I don't really like either side, but give me Houston +5.5. Now, this is probably one of the more interesting ones of the entire Sunday slate. It's Cardinals at Panthers. Cardinals are an underdog. I know it's only by 1 point, but they are still an underdog against this Carolina Panthers team where the offense, it has me confused as to why they are so bad. They have Christian McCaffrey, probably the best combo back in terms of ability to run, ability to catch passes, and then if you think in the fantasy perspective, a ideal PPR running back. But for some reason, McCaffrey's not catching the ball a ton out of the backfield, which is you would think would be a favorite of quarterback Baker Mayfield to get him the ball, but I guess he just doesn't feel like that, just tries to force stuff downfield. You have DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson as your two wide receivers, and yet it seems like Baker can't really get them the ball. It's just confusing to me how that offense isn't as isn't more effective. Maybe that's what's going into this line a little bit. Like maybe the odds makers are like, hey, it finally clicks for Carolina given the matchup versus Arizona. But I just think this Cardinals offense is going to be too overwhelming. I know they had their struggles earlier on this season, but I just think this is a get right game for the Cardinals, and basically an opportunity to take advantage of Carolina being a favorite because they have a tough schedule coming up these next few weeks. And eventually Carolina is going to be an underdog every single game, especially if they don't end up winning any of these upcoming games. So giving the Cardinals plus one, I mean, I think they'll win outright regardless. I feel like this may be one where everybody gets duped, but I don't see it happening. So I don't understand why the Cardinals aren't a favorite. Okay, Broncos at Raiders. This is another one that's like, I don't know, flip a coin pretty much. I'm going to go with Denver here at plus 2.5 because I just don't trust the Raiders defense. I really don't. They lost to Tennessee last week, which I thought that was going to be an opportunity for them to win, get in the win column. But now they're sitting as the only 0-3 team, which is surprising given the fact that you have Derek Carr throwing to Davante Adams. But yeah, it's just very, very confusing to me. They're going to be without Hunter Renfro, who's a reliable slot wide receiver, good route runner. But thankfully, the Raiders do have Mac Hollins kind of filling in, not necessarily in the same role, but serves as a deep threat to kind of spread the field. I think because of the struggles of the Raiders defense, there's really not a whole lot of strengths there. I think that allows the Broncos to, with Russell Wilson and Cortland Sutton and the running game, to really be able to take advantage of that. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think the Raiders could very well be 0-4 by the end of this weekend. But that's really dependent on how that Broncos offense shows up, because the defense is there. The defense has been there. It's just a matter of, okay, what's this offense going to do? How's that execution going to be? But yeah, give me Broncos plus 2.5. Okay, two more for Sunday. Patriots at Packers. And this hurts me to say, I mean, Green Bay currently minus 9.5. I think if I'm being honest, probably go Packers minus 9.5. I wouldn't bet this game in general just because of the allegiance with New England. But given the fact that there's no Mac Jones, granted, you may have Brian Hoyer in there who could make less errors, or is very much more conservative. But like, how much is he really going to be able to push the ball down the field consistently to be able to match what the Packers may do on offense with Aaron Rodgers and with the running game, the two-headed monster of Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon? So and who else? You're missing Lawrence Guy for the Patriots, who's a very good defensive end, played very well against the Baltimore Ravens. And I think if he didn't go out in that game against the Ravens, the Patriots probably could have won that game. And obviously the Patriots had other things going on offense with the amount of turnovers. I mean, they shot themselves in the foot, let's be real. But Lawrence Guy could have been a big factor there towards the end of that game last week. He's not going to be here this week. And then also you have the security blanket of wide receiver Jacoby Myers is out for New England. So I think all of that, it being at Lambeau too, I would probably recommend people to go Green Bay minus 9.5. And then the Sunday night game, Chiefs at Bucks. There was concern that this game may be played up in Minneapolis because of the hurricane coming in. But that was avoided because the hurricane went more down south. So now they can play at Tampa on Sunday night. Shouldn't really be the biggest issue of, oh, can they play? Let's worry about the people who got affected. But anyway, the Chiefs plus one seems safer to me. So that's what I'm going to do. But Tampa Bay could be getting back Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones. So they could be completely ramped up, ready to go. the Tampa Bay's defense is always going to be solid no matter what's going on offense with the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs only scored 12 points last week against Green Bay, another solid defense. I think Brady is going to have his best game of the season coming up against Kansas City. But, man, it's just the concerns on offense right now until we know officially who's active, who's inactive for the Tampa Bay offense. I got to go with Kansas City because I know that's not going to be a question mark. Patrick Mahomes, regardless of the weapons he has, I think actually with Travis Kelce, that allows a way for them to exploit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense with Travis Kelce. And who knows what wide receiver weapon for them, whether it's Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, Marcus Valdez-Scantling, like what wide receiver is going to really show up for Kansas City. I don't really know, but I feel like there's going to be one of them that at least does. So yeah, give me Kansas City plus 1.5. All right, I'm surprised I didn't lose my voice going 20 straight minutes of that, but let's review what I got going on. So here we go. Like I said, this is odds via DraftKings as of Saturday afternoon. So, of course, just be prepared for some of these to change depending on where you bet, and even if it's on DraftKings, that could change too. All right, here we go. So I got Vikings -3.5 versus the Saints in London. I got the Eagles -6.5 at home against the Jaguars. Titans +3.5 on the road at Indianapolis. Bills -3 on the road at the Ravens. Giants -2.5 at home against the Bears. Commanders +3 at Dallas against the Cowboys. Steelers -3.5 at home against the Jets. Falcons +1 at home against the Browns. Lions -3.5 at home against the Seahawks. The Texans at home +5.5 versus the Chargers. The Cardinals +1 on the road at Carolina. The Broncos +2.5 at the Raiders. The Packers at home -9.5 versus the Patriots. And then Sunday night, the Chiefs +1 at the Bucks. So those are my picks. Hope you enjoyed me talking my head off about these picks. All right, bye.